Hour two of the Carson Anderson Extravaganza, Stoney in for Doug. Gator and King with you today as well. 248-539-9797. The telephone number, same number to text as well. We've been talking a lot about the All-Star festivities. Last night was the Home Run Derby. That was pretty good, actually pretty entertaining. Cal Raleigh put on a show. A lot of guys put on a show. O'Neill Cruz with a 513-foot home run. I don't know how accurate the measurements are when it get to these things, but when you see somebody hits a bomb, you know it's a bomb. Mm-hmm. And that was an absolute bomb. I'm surprised that there weren't more windows that were shattered last night the way some of those balls were just launched off of the baseball bat and, you know, hitting various parts of a stadium that are never supposed to be reached. And these guys are reaching them. It was an impressive display. And I always find it interesting, you know, where a stadium might favor a left-handed hitter or a right-handed hitter, depending on, you know, how it's set up. But last night I thought was really cool just because the vantage point was just different. It looked, you know, I think it was a cooler backdrop hitting it to right field than it was to left field. And yet left field had some, that stadium, there's some cool stuff there too. The stadium itself was just interesting. How many tiers they had, how many levels they had, the luxury box areas, it ended up being a stadium, now that I've seen it, more intimate than what you would just catch on a Saturday afternoon. I want to see it in person now.
It's not in the city, I don't think. I think it's, they moved it to the suburbs, basically, if I'm not mistaken. I wish Jimmy was here, but because he would know.
George Jimmy.
But I mean, in my lifetime, you had, you know, Fulton County Stadium, and you had Turner Field, and now this place, Truist Field, or whatever it's called, Truist Park.
But it looks really cool.
Yes, it does.
And it's one that I want to check out. Yeah. You know, there have been some ballparks that when they come up, I'm not a guy who travels around the country to go to ballparks and get to mark them off my list, mm-hmm. but there have been some that I've said, I want to see that one, and I went and saw it. I went and see Jacobs Field when it first came out in Cleveland, and it didn't disappoint. I thought it was great. I wanted to see Camden Yards in Baltimore. I freaking love Camden Yards in Baltimore. I wanted to see Pittsburgh.
I haven't done that yet.
Park. It's great, and you know, the whole setting right there on the riverfront with the bridges in the background, it looks awesome.
Have you done Fenway?
No, I'd like to. I have not seen Fenway up close in person. Those might be the only parks I've ever seen. I just listed them
okay.
all. And again, I'm not somebody who wants to travel somewhere just to see
right.
typically, but after watching last night, if I get to Atlanta again, I'd like to go check out a baseball game there.
By the way,
not when it's 99 degrees and humid, but
You mentioned O'Neill Cruz. Here's something that maybe somebody can educate me, or as Wojo would say, edumacate me.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody from the Dominican Republic have the first name O'Neill?
His father was a fan of Paul O'Neill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
They said this last night. I wouldn't have known. Otherwise, that was the story they told.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
O'Neill Cruz.
The other thing was cool.
It's a merger of Paul O'Neill and Jose Cruz.
Sure. Or pick a Cruz. There were a million of them.
Davey.
Different Cruz, right.
Carnival
Cruz. There you go.
Tom, name that Cruz.
Yeah. But the other thing I thought was cool is just all these guys were so young. So many young players.
Yes, which is great for the game.
It's great for the game. So these guys are battling, you know, they mentioned last night in the broadcast that most of these guys are making between $700,000 to $800,000 a year. And they're battling for a prize that would pay them $1 million. The winner of the Derby got $1 million.
No wonder, though, they looked really into it.
Well, but Kang, you brought up something else, another reason why some players see more into it, too. And I think you're right about this.
Oh, just the Latin influence and how much it means to them. I think, like, they're young and they want to compete, but I think it's still fun for maybe it's I don't know if it's because it's Latin America or whatever, but they just seem like they were more into it. They cared. But I think Cal cared maybe because he was young as well and was with his family. But, yeah, when they care, it makes the fans care, right? Didn't it make
totally.
You care more, Gator, when
yeah,
you were watching?
No, absolutely. It's like when you get the World Baseball Classic and people start representing their country and the Latin players – I mean, it means everything to them, and it's really cool to see that. When you watch the Four Nations Cup or if you watch the Olympic hockey and you see the players go to their respective countries, it means everything. The Canada Cup Series back in the day, it's just, when you're representing a country, it does seem to mean more. And for these, for the Derby last night, it's just the Derby. But you're right. The Latin players all got together. They all were giving each other advice on how to do that. And it was really cool. I really enjoyed that. So switching gears a little bit, we're going to get some more calls at 248-539-9797. I got some people on hold who want to do their family affair sports moment, which we want to get to. But I did want to mention this. There was a story that came out, and it's...
Brian Baldinger.
Yeah, Brian Baldinger, who's from the NFL Network, played college football with Von Miller's agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, I'm assuming that Joby Branyan is the agent for Von Miller. He said that he told him that Miller has, quote, three very interested teams. Now, he didn't name the teams, according to Baldinger. He says, I think Von feels like there's a pretty good chance that he's going to sign at some point, either before camp or, I mean, I don't think Von's too crazy about going to training camp. Most guys that age aren't. They know what they need to do. He looks like he's in great shape. So I would say that he's going to get signed here pretty soon. Now, Von Miller, the edge rusher, was cut. The Bills were able to save some money on that deal. He signed a six-year, $120 million deal before the 2022 season.
He's 35 years old.
He's 36.
Oh, okay.
36. I think he just turned 36. I'm sorry. You're right. My bad, Sonny. I think he's 35. He's played in 36 out of a possible 50 games with Buffalo, and he had 14 sacks and 41 tackles.
No, you're correct. He is 36.
Okay. 14 sacks, 41 tackles, 23 quarterback hits in 36 games. Is that those aren't eye-popping stats?
No, he had 6 sacks last year, none the year before. He's just basically a pass rush specialist, not as good as he was, but all indications are he's a great teammate, great leader, and all that. The teams I've been fishing around here, reading different articles since this came out. Most people think the three teams, Lions aren't one of them. It's more, everybody's looking at the Ravens, the Chargers, and maybe the Eagles.
Well, I would imagine he comes cheaper. Like at this point, you're talking about training camp signing. Mm-hmm. So it's not like signing a week into free agency or a day into free agency.
Right.
So it's probably going to come relatively cheap. The fact that he's not productive anymore, it kind of wipes him off my list to a point. I think if you wanted to add him to the roster and give him a chance, I'm not against that, but I don't want to pay him a ton of money. If it means you could, like, I'd rather see them spend the money on Za'Darius Smith and bring him back as opposed to bringing Von Miller in. But would I rather have Von Miller than, say, Marcus Davenport? Yeah, probably. Because Marcus Davenport just can't stay healthy.
Well, Von Miller fits the Lions' MO, Riley, right? They like guys coming off injuries.
Well, but he doesn't in that he's not a big guy.
I know.
And he doesn't have the versatility.
Correct.
Because he's just a pass rush specialist, which I don't think there's anything wrong with having a guy who's just a pass rush specialist.
I mean, basically, Za'Darius Smith was not exactly great against the run.
No, but had better size and, hopefully, you thought he was going to pay off more than it did last year for the team, and they haven't brought him back yet. I still think that that's probably something that gets done, in my opinion.
It's going to be, talking about him for a second. You know, people say, well, he's not what we thought he was going to be and all that stuff. I'd really like to see how he would perform when he has a healthy Aiden Hutchinson on the other side.
Yeah, because basically he put up the same numbers of the Lions that he did in Cleveland.
Right.
When he was playing with Myles Garrett.
Right.
And the numbers weren't bad.
No.
It ends up being, 8 sacks in the season or whatever it was. It's okay. As a secondary pass rusher, okay, I'll look at that.
Yeah.
And I do think something ends up getting worked out with the Lions and Za'Darius Smith. But as far as Von Miller is concerned, I don't have as much. I'm not high on that like I was maybe early on in free agency. I thought, okay, after some big names have gone, hang on for Von Miller. See what happens with this guy. And now here we are in July talking about it. Lions training camp, rookies report tomorrow. I think the veterans report on Sunday. We got football in 2 weeks, which is crazy to think about. But, training camp's getting ready to start here. So we'll see if Von Miller signs with somebody and are the Lions on that list. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text. You want to comment on Von Miller? Great. You want to offer up your family affair sports moment? Kind of looking, I can't imagine he's going to, you know, top what Cal Raleigh got to do last night with his father pitching to him and his brother catching while he was at the Home Run Derby. But something where the entire family was brought together because of sports. Was there something that, you know, we had one guy call and had a great one where he was playing in a softball game where he and his brother were playing in the middle of the infield and his dad was playing first base and they were able to turn a double play. It was Monroe to Monroe over to Monroe. That's awesome. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.